Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Let's talk about the most overlooked area in estate planning today that could result in tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes to your heirs. And I'm not talking about estate taxes. I'm talking about the unpaid income taxes in your retirement accounts, your IRA, your 401k, your 403b. Remember, it's everything except the Roth. Remember, you haven't paid the income tax on most, if not all, of that money. Well, if you don't pay the income tax and then you pass away, then who's going to pay the income tax? And the answer is it's your kids. You know, if you leave $100 in your IRA, they're going to pay income taxes on $100 when they pull it out. And for many of you listening, if it's not the largest asset you own when you add all your retirement accounts together, it's maybe number two behind your house. And it creates some complication. And then to add to that, a little over a year ago, Congress passed the Secure Act. And basically what the Secure Act does is it says that your heirs, not your spouse, but everyone else, with very rare exceptions, have to take out all of the money within 10 years of your death. And what that means is they have to take it out and be taxed on it. That's what that's about. Hey, let's get all this out so that people have to be taxed on this money, where you've kind of got a silent partner and the partner's Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam wants to get paid, so it has to come out within 10 years. Now, this creates a lot of complications. It creates a lot of complications with tax planning. It also creates a lot of complications with control. You know, you may have an estate where you want some control of how your assets pass to your heirs. In other words, you don't want them to just give them everything outright where it's their decision to do with it what they please. Or maybe you have kids, you're okay to give it to your kids outright. But if they were to then pass away prematurely, you want protections for the grandkids or maybe someone else. So it's not just your immediate heirs. It may be, well, who's going to get it after them? Because if you leave the money directly to your children, they can then do whatever they want with it. They can name new beneficiaries. They can do whatever. So many people do trust planning specifically for these kinds of reasons, to control access or control ultimate distribution of the accounts. And it may not be your kids. It may be your grandkids or someone else. It may be your kids, but it's somebody in the family tree that you want some control there. The Secure Act kind of makes all this more complicated, because when you have things go to trust from IRA, it presents some real consequential income tax ramifications. Because if you allow, you know, when those monies come out, if you allow them to build up in the IRA, if you allow the money to come out of the IRA and build up in the trust, trusts are taxed at enormous tax rates. The maximum tax rate of 37% with trust, you get there within about $12,000 or $13,000. If it flows through to the kid is taxed at his or her ordinary income rate. But you may not want that. So, you know, without getting too technical, it just creates a lot of challenges. And IRA distribution planning is very, very specialized. You know, I know a lot of attorneys in the estate planning attorneys in the Knoxville market. I would say that your typical estate planning attorney is not an expert on IRA distribution planning. Now, the good news is there are plenty of attorneys that are. And in an ideal world, you would be coordinating your IRA distribution planning with your overall financial planning, because it is that important. So my advice is, make sure you're addressing your IRAs and other retirement accounts. Now, I have a guide that I have published, and it's a guide to the Secure Act. So it's really kind of a brief overview of what the Secure Act requires. And you can get that guide at my website. It's a complimentary download. If you'll go to BroganFinancial.com, click on Resources, The SECURE Act is on the resources page. So find out more about retirement account distributions while you're alive, when you pass away, and about naming beneficiaries.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.